Welcome to the Hot Diggity Dog Show with your hosts, Stacy the Doxy Diva and Sam. The phone lines are open at 702-483-4444. That's 702-483-4444. Now, let's bring on the host. Here's the Doxy Diva, Stacy and Sam.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Hot Diggity Dog Radio Show, brought to you by the Las Vegas Hot Diggity Dachshund Club and Rescue. I'm your host, Stacy, the Doxy Diva, along with my co-host, Sam, the owner of Vegas Rock Dog. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. It's hot in here, though.
Yeah, it's like a sauna.
It is like a sauna. We're going to try to get that taken care of.
It is. But we have two very cute guests in the studio today. We have Amy Rouse, and we've got Murray. And Murray's very furry. He's got four legs. But Amy is a volunteer here in town, so we're going to be talking a lot about volunteering in rescues, particularly at a facility. So it's going to be a good show. It's going to be a very good show. So if you're listening in, this is how you're going to find us. You can find us by going to our website, hotdiggitydogshow.com. Our Ustream is working. Yay!
Woo!
So you can go to ustream.tv. Our channel is the Hot Diggity Dog Radio Show. Our Facebook is Hot Diggity Dog Show. Twitter is Hot Diggity Radio. And you can call in at 702-483-4444. And if you want to listen to any of our archive shows, you'll find them all at VegasAllNetRadio.com.
Perfect.
There we go. So give us a shout out on Facebook or Twitter if you're listening in, and we'll say hello to you.
So have you heard back from Murray? Do we know how much money they raised the other night?
Oh, no, he's been jet-setting since the show. He left that evening to go to Orlando for some fabulous Kiss concerts, and I'm talking he's running around in a fabulous limo. But I know he's flying back today. And he's got a show at 4 o'clock this afternoon. So I bet we get an update this weekend.
So hopefully, we'll get an update this week. So for everybody that didn't know last week, that wasn't listening last week, we went to a fundraiser on Wednesday at the Tropicana. Murray the Magician had a fundraiser there for the Friends for Life Humane Society out in Pahrump. And it was a really good show. Yeah. There was lots of local celebs there.
We got on the red carpet.
Yes, it was fun. We had a good time. So hopefully they raised a few thousand. I know they had to have at least raised a few thousand dollars.
I think so.
Pawn Stars donated $1,000.
They did. And someone else donated $1,000. Who was it? Was it the...
Was it the Property Brother?
Yeah. You know those twins that do the...
Rehab
the house. Is that what it is? One of the twins is there. So I think he actually donated a chunk of money. And you know what was really exciting? Our friend Tommy Vinci, who we've had on the show, the artist who does a lot of stuff that's actually pet themed, he made created a special one-of-a-kind piece.
Yeah, that was pretty.
It got auctioned. It went for $500.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
So they hopefully made $4,000 or $5,000 at least.
I'm sure they did because 100% of the ticket sales went to the charity. But what I would like to have seen is a lot more people in rescue supporting these events, not just your own event. And I'm going to tell you why. This is really, really important. As a business owner, networking is so important.
Sure.
Whether you're looking to collaborate with someone, whether you're looking to put your product in someone's business, whether you're looking for a sponsorship, you know, or a backer, you've got to go to these events. And the same thing applies for rescues. You've got to connect with people.
Right.
If that rescue had not connected with Murray, they would not have had that event.
That's correct.
Do you know what I mean? So it's worth going. You'll network with some really fantastic people that you never know how you can work together. And I'm sure in a million years that rescue never thought that before they knew it, 3 weeks later, there'd be a great show at the Tropicana, you know. So if you are working in rescue, and I know there's a lot of this political, oh, she did it this way and I don't like how they do it that way. It doesn't matter. You need to go and you need to have a face for your rescue. You are your own rescue. You are your own brand.
Yep.
And to connect with people that sometimes you never know, like, oh, I didn't know that you love dogs. Yeah, I'd love to do an event for you. Boom, there you go. You know, so I'd like to see a lot more of our rescue people there. Plus, it's just a great time.
It was, and Tommy Vincey's daughter was there. What's her name again?
Casey.
She had the cutest dress on that had dogs all over it.
She did.
And she said, she's like, I don't like going out, but I go anywhere for dogs. I'm like, are you going to come to Halloweener? And she's like, yes.
Oh, she's fabulous. You know, she's
great.
An amazing singer, that girl.
Is she? I loved her. I thought she was super cool.
Oh, yeah, and Tommy's a drummer. So, yeah. So music's a big part of their family.
The two of them were just wonderful. They're wonderful people.
Oh,
so.
you'll not meet nicer people. Trust me on that. And what are you going to say?
Thursday night, I took my first of four classrooms for scuba diving. And the guy that owns the business named Scubify up in Boulder City, he's an Elvis impersonator. And he's working on a new show.
Yeah.
He doesn't want it because he's got the business and everything. He's working on a new show that's only going to be two or three nights a month. It's not going to be every night.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Elvis has something like he said, Elvis has never left the building.
Oh.
And so he's going to be singing, but he does impressions too and everything. And he's going to be singing Elvis songs, but then current day songs as Elvis.
Like. If he sang like a Beyonce song as Elvis.
Something. But it sounds like it's going to be really interesting. So they're auditioning right now for singers and dancers.
Do you know where it's going to be?
He does not know yet. He's still working on the venue.
Find a location.
Sounds like, yeah. But I think if you go to charliefranks.com, that's his website is what it's called. But that class went from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Your kid. I bet you lost the will to live, didn't you?
Oh, my gosh.
You're like
I had to work
me now.
Friday morning. And then Byron set the alarm, but it didn't go off. And I woke up at 6:10 and we had to leave at 6:30. I'm like, oh, my gosh, we got to get out.
But you were just going to get wet anyway, weren't you?
Where?
Was this the scuba diving?
No, you have to take four classes first.
Oh,
you have to do classroom portion.
So you do your student bit.
Classroom one, two, three, four. Then you do pool dives. Then you do the lake dives.
Oh.
So this one. So we have three more classrooms to do.
Wow.
So, but I was like, oh, yeah, I'm like a zombie right now. I didn't want to get up this morning. I was like, I got to get up and walk the dogs, but I didn't want to. But let me tell you, last Saturday night, we worked the 2013 Steve Harvey Neighborhood, a.k.a. the Hoodie Awards.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. It was the funniest thing I ever seen. Steve Harvey is a riot. That was so fun.
Did you wear those crazy suits?
No, he just had on a white suit with a black lapel and a black shirt, I think, underneath it. But if you don't know what the Hoodie Awards are, it's basically something that Steve Harvey does for the black community. And it's all around the country, and you can nominate and then vote on there's 12 categories, best barbecue, best neighborhood salon, best nail salon,
okay,
best barbershop, best church choir, best church, best high school. So, and then people vote on it.
So when does voting start?
I don't know.
How is it put out there, do you know?
I don't know. It's not super easy to find on the internet. You have to really, the
gotta
website
be in the know.
Was kind of, yeah, you kind of do. And everybody that was announced as a nominee, they announced a radio station to go along with it. So I assume it's networked through the radio stations.
Probably, yeah.
So the closest city to us that had a nomination, I think, was Best Barbecue, and that was in L.A.
Oh, okay.
So, but it was so funny. I would totally buy a ticket and go to that next year.
Do you know how much it is to go?
I don't, because the tickets were sold out when I looked, just to look around at it.
Hmm.
So, but it was at the MGM.
Oh, I was there, too, this week. I went to see, what night was that?
Last Saturday night.
I was at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club.
Oh, yeah. That was Monday?
Yeah. It was a random.
Jim told me?
It was Monday. Yeah, because it's a rush to get ready.
I thought his comedy club was in the Tropicana.
No. That's the.
That's the Laugh Factory.
That's the Laugh Factory,
Right.
No, Brad, comedian, singer that Jim works with, Dave Brewley? I think it's Brewley. They just played a show this week, and he also coupled it with working at Brad Garrett's.
Oh, okay.
And it was packed in there. So after the show, went back, blah, 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 hung out with Brad. He's as funny off stage as he is on stage, and was just really excited because the whole band went. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think people thought I was the chick singer.
Yeah.
I can sing, but not with them. But, yeah, he was very – and it takes a lot for a British person to laugh at American humor. Do you know what I mean? Because we like it to be really out there. Do you know what I mean? Really on the edge, really inappropriate. And it was.
Oh, then you would love Steve Harvey.
And it was. I actually don't like him that much.
Oh,
no.
Gosh.
I don't
he
find
was completely inappropriate.
I don't find him that edgy, though.
But
Brad Garrett, oh, he's a genius. I'm telling you now. He doesn't always open –
I was going to say, he's not always at that club because he's got acting gigs and stuff.
Yeah, he doesn't always host, you know, but he is a genius, a genius. That's all I'm saying. It's worth going to see him. And then there were two acts. So there were Dave and then another gentleman. I've forgotten his name. But all three of them were very, very good. And it packed solid in there. You know, when you think about this, it's really good to laugh.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Our sides were hurting so bad, we were laughing so hard at the Hoodie Awards. So it was good. It was really good.
We've all had a good dose of comedy this week.
And then ended up with a long week with scuba lessons till 11. But I'll tell you what, you think about, you know, you go places and you say, oh, we're just going to rent the gear because we're doing this because we're going to Belize next year.
Nice.
And then the guy in the class starts explaining the stuff to us and how important it is that this works and that works and this works, your oxygen when you're 60 feet under the water and stuff. And then I said to Byron, I go, you know, I'm thinking we're going to have to buy all of our own gear. I don't think I can trust somebody else that this stuff is.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, you're under, if you're 40, 50 feet down, you can't just go shooting up to the surface.
I
you
know.
Can hit the bends.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. So here goes thousands of dollars that we're going to be spending to get all of our own scuba equipment because I just can't do it.
But if it's something you really like, it'll be worth it, won't it?
Well, yeah, this place out in Boulder City, they do scuba diving trips over to California, up into Utah. So they make it so once you get certified, you can go do things.
Oh, that's really good. Is it expensive?
I got a Groupon for it. It was only $165, I think, for the whole thing.
That's really good.
And their
good.
Thing is what's real flexible is they schedule classes throughout the whole month. They don't care if it takes you a year to get your certification.
As long as you get those classes in.
Right.
Oh, that's good.
And if you can't get it in the first time, they're like, come back. We don't care. If you don't give up on us, we're not going to give up on you. So if you need to go to the pool diving sessions three times, they don't charge you any additional money.
Wow.
They just say, come back and do it until you get it.
That is fantastic.
So, yeah, really good. I was really impressed, so...
Yeah, you can't complain about that. That's a great deal.
So it was a good class, so we had a good time.
Well, I finally found, and I can't fully reveal what this project is I'm working on, but I've been looking for a small dog that was either blind or was having vision problems, and I've finally found one for this project that I'm working on. And I can't fully say what it is, but in the next couple of weeks, I'll be able to reveal it, but it's going to make a big difference in this little dog's life that can't see. It's a local dog, and there'll be a giveaway attached to it that will help another blind or vision-impaired dog.
Oh, like Tom's Shoes.
Yes, it's going to be really great. So I'm thrilled, but I can't fully say what it is just yet. And then another thing I want to tell you about, I did a product review for a company called Moji. I kind of like that
Those
word.
Were the ones that had the hat, right?
Moji was the collapsible bowls.
Yeah, but it looks like a hat when you put
it
on your head.
It looks like an In-N-Out burger hat.
Exactly. That's what it looks like.
That's exactly what it looks like.
But very compactable.
Amazing. I absolutely amazing. I've got one in my car now, and I'm just using it the whole time when we're out and about and stuff. So they do a collapsible. You can buy them single, the collapsible water bottle and the bowls, but then you get the pack, which is two bowls. And a bottle. So you can use one for water, one for food. Because they seal up. They're amazing.
Sure.
And I thought, well, they look a bit flimsy, but you know what? They're not. You put water in there,
they
are stable.
Pretty sturdy.
Yeah. And the designs are fantastic on them. You know, I like
They were real colorful.
Yeah. Really, really nice. So I think it's a fantastic product, particularly if you travel or like me, sometimes we drive to go to Boulder City to walk the dogs.
Right.
So I know I need to have water, as soon as I, either get back to the car, depending on the temperature, or actually carry it with me. And it has a little carabiner thing, so you can actually hook it to your pocket, jeans or whatever, you know. So I thought it was a fantastic product. It weighs nothing. And I think it's a must-have, particularly if you travel with your pets.
Okay, Byron just texted me and said there is no sound on Ustream. So is there something that we have this plugged into that needs to be turned on?
If that's down, then that's not going to work.
I just turned it up just a smidge.
Hmm.
But before it was don't turn it up. So, Byron, I just turned it up.
Technical issues.
So text me back and let me know if it's if you can hear it now. I just turned it up.
So let me come back to the bowl so I can tell you the website.
Yes.
It's very inexpensive to get the whole pack. I recommend you get the whole pack. And you can go to Moji, Modgy.com. And that's where you're going to find their products. They have some products for the home as well.
Do they sell them at stores or no, only online?
I think they're online. I think they have them in stores. I don't know if there's anything locally.
But
I'm
maybe
not
find
sure.
them online.
But
okay.
They were at SuperZoo, so I'm sure they probably picked up some great leads when they were here. And the actual pack is called the H2O Fido Hydration Pack.
And do you know how much off the top of your head it is?
I want to say it's something like $10.
Oh.
$10,
$11
for the pack, and it's worth it. And it weighs nothing. If you travel, oh, my gosh, just shove it in the console. You're good to go.
Right.
You could put some food in there. You could put snacks in one of them, zip it up, you know.
Oh, so you can actually put the food in it and then zip it up.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
So that's Modgy.com, and I'm going to put that link up for you. But I think it's a wonderful product. I've been using it ever since I tried it, and I think it's great.
All
right. It's very cool looking.
We're going to take a quick break to hear a few words from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
accredited buyer's representative who has lived in Las Vegas for more than 18 years, and she understands the importance of exceptional service and listening skills. From finding the perfect home to successfully selling your property, Nancy will make your experience with REMAX Benchmark an optimal one. Find her at www.winstonrealtygroup.com or email her at nancyknowsvegas@gmail.com. That's Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y, knows, K-N-O-W-S, Vegas@gmail.com.
Are you looking for up-to-date information on local Las Vegas rescues and pet events? Well, look no further. Las Vegas Pet Scene Magazine has that and so much more. Las Vegas Pet Scene Magazine is a free, bi-monthly magazine that can be found in over 220 valley-wide locations, including your local pet stores, Albertsons, neighborhood Walmarts, veterinarians, libraries, plus many more locations. The magazine features informational articles on all types of animals, as well as offering valuable coupons and specials on pet products and services. You can also find them online in digital format at lvpetscene.com or check them out on Facebook at Las Vegas Pet Scene.
Hi, this is Leilani, president of the Las Vegas Hot Diggity Dachshund Club and Rescue. We're a member-based social club and a nonprofit dachshund rescue. We participate in many community events throughout the year, as well as rescue homeless dachshunds. For more information on our club, adopting a dachshund, fostering, or to donate to our rescue, visit our website at www.lvhddcr.com. That's lvhddcr.com. You can also find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We are the Las Vegas Hot Diggity Dachshund Club and Rescue, where we're saving the world one wiener at a time.
Are you looking for a great photographer who can capture your family and pets' personalities? Whether you want a studio or outdoor environment, Rick Veerkat at GRJV Studios is your man. He can bring his studio to you wherever you'd like to memorialize your family portrait. Rick is very active with animal rescues here in the Vegas Valley, and he regularly donates a portion of his proceeds back to them. Find Rick online at grjvstudios.com. And remember, portraits are just for the humans in your family. They're for your pets, too. Visit grjvstudios.com.
Welcome to Barking Dogs Self-Wash and Grooming, your one-stop shop for all of your pets' needs. We offer premium natural pet foods, full-service grooming, and an on-site bakery and boutique. You can choose to self-wash your dog or schedule a luxury pampering with our professional groomers. Our new Cool Cats section offers feline foods, toys, bedding, and litter, while the Adventurous Dog Department has everything you need for your outdoor activities. Cody's Healing Garden is a special section featuring flower, aromatherapy, and herbal remedies for pets, and let's not forget our on-site fresh bakery. Ask us about Karma Connection, our program that supports animal rescue. Find us at www.barkingdogslv.com and look for us on Facebook and Twitter. We look forward to seeing you in our neighborhood.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. I guess we're having technical difficulties today, but you are listening to Stacy and Sam on the Hot Diggity Dog Radio Show on VegasAllNetRadio.com. And real quick, before we get into talking to Amy Rouse, our guest, who's a volunteer at a local shelter here, I don't know if you guys saw it this week, but I posted on Facebook on our web on our page about the dog seatbelt testing that they're doing on all the dog stuff that's out there. There, nothing is regulated, they said.
Right.
So you can't. You know, nobody, unless they're doing their own testing. And I even went on to Snoozer because I have those Snoozer dog seats for the dogs.
Right.
And I didn't see anything on their website that shows they've done any testing on their stuff, too. And I can't imagine that if you're going 60, 70 miles an hour and you slam the brakes on, that that little hook thingy is even going to hold.
Well, this is it. You know, it's not like a normal seatbelt, is it?
No. And Subaru is actually sponsoring this, and they're trying to get something. So hopefully, maybe we can get something regulated for dog harnesses that will work.
Because essentially they said none of them work.
Nothing works that they've tested. Now, I don't know what they've tested because I didn't get to watch all of them and I didn't see it listed because I'm sure there are a zillion different
Dog
harnesses. But today when I was walking Madison, what I normally do is I put him in the Snoozer and then I put him in their Pupilla harnesses.
Right.
And then I attach that to the thing. Madison backed out of that thing today.
Did she really?
Mm-hmm. Now, if you get into an accident, most likely they're going to go forward.
Yeah.
But I have one that I use for Oscar that I think is really good. It it has it's the harness thing, and it
has to be around the
body. It goes around here.
Yeah.
Then the seatbelt goes through the back. It.
Yeah, that's what I've got. I don't like the ones that just hook onto a collar.
Oh, no, that'll strangle them.
Your dog.
No, you'll kill them.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
Right, and then Madison has one that I got at a later date. Same thing, harness. But the part that attaches to the harness goes directly into the seatbelt. So it cannot come out.
Because, yeah.
So I bought them years ago, and so I don't even know where to find something like that again. But those two seem to be the most sturdy ones that I can find.
Yeah, I would think it has to be something around the chest.
Yeah,
if
the seatbelt goes through it,
yeah,
and it's in a harness type situation, I think that's going to be a little bit safer than something that just goes around a seatbelt that's got, you know, you can pull it apart.
Yeah. We'll have to keep following that because a lot of people travel with their dogs, you know. And
oh, yeah, totally. I'm like, okay, I'm switching back to something else when we go, when we travel next because, oh, my gosh.
Seriously. Gosh. So. But isn't it funny, you know, how, you know, we can be regulated and babies, but not a pet? I mean,
because they can kill you in
they're
the
alive.
Car if they're running around loosely.
Yeah, they can. They're a projectile.
If you get into an accident, correct. It's the same as having a person in the car without a seatbelt on.
Yeah.
You know, I know it scares me when I see people driving around and they're, I mean, just around town here, like if I'm just going to McDonald's or something and I take the dogs, I'll let them out. But if I'm getting on the freeway or I'm going to be doing 40, 50, 60 miles an hour, my dogs are in harnesses and seatbelts in the back seat.
Yeah, I don't understand those people that the dogs stick the head out the window. Because, to be honest, I think if my Thornton saw another dog on the street, she'd jump out. And secondly, there's all kinds of stuff that's flying around in the air. And I don't know. That just doesn't seem
right. Like
I know it looks
like
I know it looks cute. The
like
ears flapping in the
I
wind.
I only do it if it's within a mile or two of my house. Otherwise, they're in their seatbelts.
Yeah, we'll keep on that, you know, because now I think there'll be this rush, I think, with companies to actually make a seatbelt that works.
Right. Well, now that you have Subaru, a big company behind it, you know, working on it, hopefully that will.
Yeah, because they're known for pet-friendly cars anyway, aren't
they?
You know, with the ramps and all that stuff built in.
Exactly.
Which I think is fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So we'll
see. Got an older dog. So let's get on to our lovely guest, Amy Rouse, and lovely Murray. So we had Murray Sawchuk last week. And actually, Murray's hair is actually tamer than Murray Sawchuk.
Oh, yeah, I'll say. But if we put a little bit of gel in him up here, we might be able to get it to stick
we
up.
We might be able to get a little look.
Well, he took a little dip in the pool yesterday, so usually he looks a little bit nice.
He's extra fluffy.
maybe we could do his hair and call it the Sawchuk.
Yeah. So does he like to get in the pool then?
No, not at all.
Oh,
I
so
should
you
clarify,
threw him
he
in.
Kind of slipped into the pool.
Okay,
and
clarify,
I
slip.
He turned the corner and I heard splash.
Oh, so it wasn't an.
He wasn't real happy about it.
He misjudged
it.
The corner.
Not at all.
Well, let's tell you a little bit about Amy. Amy is one of those very unique people that actually has the guts and strength to actually work in an actual facility, a rescue facility. Now, this is a different kind of person that's truly on the front lines. And you've worked in a kill shelter. Now you're working in a non-kill shelter.
Yes.
And I'm sure they're very different,
yes,
you know, in how they operate and
definitely
run. So, as I say, you're truly on the front lines. I mean, there are many, many aspects of how people help and rescue, but this is the toughest job, you know.
It is, because you're seeing those animals.
Yes.
Like, for me, I couldn't do it. Like, shelter walks or working in a shelter, I couldn't go home. And I just couldn't. I'd be ripped inside every day going home after just knowing that I got to leave those dogs there.
I felt the same way. I didn't think I could do it either. I never thought I could
what made
do
you,
it.
What made you say, you know what, I'm going to do this aspect of rescue and going to a shelter? What was it that made you want to do that?
Well, I've been an advocate for animals my whole life. I've always donated supplies, money to various animal charities, but I was, like many people, thought it would be too sad, too hard, and I couldn't do it. But I had a friend that's a longtime volunteer. And
is that Terry?
No,
oh, okay.
No, a girl I work with named Karen,
right.
And she encouraged me to do it and told me how much more I could help the animals working with them hands-on, and I thought I really needed to be brave and strong. If she could do it,
right.
I figured I could do it.
She gave you the courage.
She did, and we went together for the first few times.
Okay, yeah.
And it was nice doing it together.
Sure.
And you know, thank goodness I did, because I have been able to help so many more dogs, and it has been life changing. But
I mean, you really are an ambassador for dogs.
Now I am,
aren't you directly?
Crusader.
It's amazing. It really is amazing. So, what was that first day like when you went down there?
The first day, it was Not as hard as I thought.
Okay.
It actually got a little bit harder the more I did it. Because the facility is really clean at the kill shelter.
Right.
I was at. It's very clean. The dogs seemed well taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
There was so many of them. It got harder the more and more I learned. And when you would walk a dog and maybe the next week it wasn't there and you didn't know why.
And you didn't know if it was adopted or if it had been killed.
And they advise you almost just not to ask.
Oh, really?
But I would ask sometimes.
Because you certainly have to try and get some kind of a balance, I'm sure of it, you know, with rescue. So did you just apply? Did they do background checks and this kind of stuff on volunteers?
You do an orientation. Most places do some sort of orientation, and you fill out a form.
Do you think they should background check? I think they should.
For volunteers, oh, for sure.
And I'll tell you why.
Especially if they're being left alone with the animal.
Yeah. Unsupervised.
It's
a little bit like, you know, you want to background check someone in a childcare situation because, you know, pedophiles like to be in those kind of scenarios. You're going to get animal abusers that kind of like
those
scenarios,
too. So they don't require
you
to do any kind of go get your criminal history printout or anything like that?
I think the Henderson shelter does
because
they are run by
the
police,
city.
But not the two places that I volunteer.
I think that would be
like
a good thing to do. I just think
it
would.
Well, because there's
character is everything.
Well, because a lot of the stuff they don't have to do. They can have the applicant go down and go to Metro or go to Henderson PD and get their own criminal background check done and bring that and provide it. You know what I mean? So it's not something that the shelter actually has to do.
Yes, I believe that's what Henderson does.
Yeah.
I think it would be a good thing. I just think it's just better to regulate it as much as you can, I think. You know? And a character counts for a lot. It just does.
And you can tell a lot about a person by their criminal history.
Yes. Yeah. And when you're putting someone with animals or kids or just the elderly, I mean, you want to know, you know, some kind of a picture about these people, you know.
Well, a lot of the people are doing it for community service hours.
That's right. So a lot of them are criminals.
So they may have a criminal past.
That's correct. So tell us what do you typically do then, Amy, when you go? Now, you've just switched from a kill shelter to the NSPCA, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is what you did at both facilities similar?
About the same, yes, where you're walking the dogs,
giving
them physical exercise, mental stimulation, helping to, you know, build their trust.
What does that entail exactly?
You take the dog out, and usually they require at least 20 minutes with the dog.
Okay.
I'm definitely more into quality over quantity now.
Sure.
Because it can be so overwhelming. There's so many dogs, and they all want to come out.
Of course.
So, but that 20 minutes or 30 minutes that you spend with that dog can really be life-changing.
And so besides walking them, you said mental stimulation. So what do they tell you what they want you to do, or do they train you?
Is it structured? No. Is it very structured? You know, they say, okay, when you come in from 9 to 10, you'll do this, 10 to 11, you'll do that. Or is it really what you decide you're going to do?
It's where I volunteered, you have a lot of freedom with the dogs. I bring a brush. I'll brush them.
Right.
I'll even try to train them some little tricks.
Are you allowed to bring little treats and
stuff?
Uh-huh,
yes, you can bring treats. You know, they always want to make sure that it's the healthier treats.
Right, which is good.
Dogs don't.
They don't want bacon strip.
No.
It's probably got no bacon in it.
No, for sure not.
No, so that's pretty much what we'll do. And, you know, it's been so hot. A lot of times we'll just sit with the dogs.
Yeah, because how are you going to walk them outside when it's so
right,
hot?
Right. And
Do they have treadmills or anything like that for dogs in the facility?
No, never seen
They
that.
Could do with
so
that.
So they don't, do they, and I've never been in the back area, they don't have a, like out at the shelter in Pahrump, they have like a dog park.
They have their own dog park. It's amazing.
Do they not have a dog park grassy area where you can take the dogs?
At the Animal Foundation, there is the grassy areas where you can actually drop the leash and have them
but
run around.
But not at NSPCA.
No, not there. So
exercise is important then, particularly when there isn't, like you say, that area available.
Yes.
So if anyone wants to donate some treadmills or doggy
even
treadmills.
Even a cute little agility course area.
Yeah.
Right, you know,
because
where
after
you could
11,
do that.
You can't walk on the concrete.
You can't.
You can't.
It's this hot.
We're very limited.
Yeah.
That would be a good change, I think. So if we've got some kind of, you know.
I heard there are doggy treadmills.
Yes.
I have one.
She has one.
All right, guys. We got to take a quick break. Hear a few words from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Las Vegas, are you looking for a realtor with more than 20 years of marketing and sales experience? Nancy Gillingham is an accredited buyer's representative who had lived in Las Vegas for more than 18 years, and she understands the importance of exceptional service and listening skills. From finding the perfect home to successfully selling your property, Nancy will make your experience with REMAX Benchmark an optimal one. Find her at www.winstonrealtygroup.com or email her at nancyknowsvegas@gmail.com. That's Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y, knows, K-N-O-W-S, vegas@gmail.com.
Are you looking for up-to-date information on local Las Vegas rescues and pet events? Well, look no further. Las Vegas Pet Scene Magazine has that and so much more. Las Vegas Pet Scene Magazine is a free, bi-monthly magazine that can be found in over 220 valley-wide locations, including your local pet stores, Albertsons, neighborhood Walmarts, veterinarians, libraries, plus many more locations. The magazine features informational articles on all types of animals, as well as offering valuable coupons and specials on pet products and services. You can also find them online in digital format at lvpetscene.com or check them out on Facebook at Las Vegas Pet Scene.
Hi, this is Leilani, president of the Las Vegas Hot Diggity Dachshund Club and Rescue. We're a member-based social club and a nonprofit dachshund rescue. We participate in many community events throughout the year, as well as rescue homeless dachshunds. For more information on our club, adopting a dachshund, fostering, or to donate to our rescue, visit our website at www.lvhddcr.com. That's lvhddcr.com. You can also find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We are the Las Vegas Hot Diggity Dachshund Club and Rescue, where we're saving the world one wiener at a time.
Are you looking for a great photographer who can capture your family and pets' personalities? Whether you want a studio or outdoor environment, Rick Veerkat at GRJV Studios is your man. He can bring his studio to you wherever you'd like to memorialize your family portrait. Rick is very active with animal rescues here in the Vegas Valley, and he regularly donates a portion of his proceeds back to them. Find Rick online at grjvstudios.com. And remember, portraits are just for the humans in your family. They're for your pets, too. Visit grjvstudios.com.
Welcome to Barking Dog Self-Wash and Grooming, your one-stop shop for all of your pets' needs. We offer premium natural pet foods, full-service grooming, and an on-site bakery and boutique. You can choose to self-wash your dog or schedule a luxury pampering with our professional groomers. Our new Cool Cats section offers feline foods, toys, bedding, and litter, while the Adventurous Dog Department has everything you need for your outdoor activities. Cody's Healing Garden is a special section featuring flower, aromatherapy, and herbal remedies for pets, and let's not forget our on-site fresh bakery. Ask us about Karma Connection, our program that supports animal rescue. Find us at www.barkingdogslv.com and look for us on Facebook and Twitter. We look forward to seeing you in our neighborhood.
Now, let's return to the Hot Diggity Dog Show. Here again, the Doxy Diva Stacy and Sam.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. And you are listening to the Hot Diggity Dog Radio Show with Stacy and Sam. And we are interviewing today. Our guest is Amy Rouse. She is a rescue volunteer. She actually goes to a facility and rescues, not in the sense that we would think where she's a foster mom or anything. She actually goes to the facility and does that hard job of seeing all those dogs in those poor little kennels and gets them out and walks them and everything. And just, that's, ugh, I just couldn't do it.
Well, we're just thankful we have people like Amy that do this kind of job. So we were talking on the break that they have pigs over at the shelter at the NSPCA right now. And you think that you have a yard that's...
Yes, they do have a yard where you can play ball with the dog, but sometimes there is the pigs in there and you have to be careful. That's why I've never really gone in there, just in case you can't see the pig.
Because they're pot-bellied pigs, so they're little.
And there is also a patio area, but they do a lot of the meet and greets there. So we want to reserve that for the
How big is that facility? Is it really big?
It's quite large. I'm not sure the square footage, but I mean, they'll have 300 dogs, 1,000 cats.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Pigs, goats.
It's a lot.
Yeah, because NSPCA takes all of them. They take the rabbits, the pigs, the goats. They'll take anything pretty much. Do they take, like, turtles and snakes?
I think they do.
Yeah.
I've never been in there, the turtle room, but
yeah. Now, turtles don't need to be washed.
No.
I have a question for you. And this is something that lots of people do know about in rescue, but if you're not actually involved in rescue, there is a disorder, and it's called the compassion fatigue disorder. And it's classed as a secondary post-traumatic stress disorder type of disorder. So what do you do to balance how you feel emotionally with these dogs and cats and all these animals that you know, are dumped there by some horrible people, that how can you abandon a senior? How can you blah, blah, blah? You know, how do you balance that when you leave the shelter?
It's very difficult. Mm. It's often my last thought before I go to sleep at night. I did read the article you posted on that disorder, which I found very interesting.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people do suffer from that. Me being a volunteer for over a year now is actually quite long for
right.
A lot of people really do burn out.
And they need
to 4 months.
Yeah.
So just being with my own dogs is a de-stressor for me that I can go home and, you know, they need me.
And Amy's also a massage therapist as well. And
she doesn't use that with her dog.
She also does, she's certified in dog massage, aren't
you? The spa
well?
Helps, yes. Yeah. I did take canine massage course. I try to massage all the shelter dogs.
So I think a lot of people don't realize they need a break. Some people don't see they've become isolated. It's all about rescue.
But you feel guilty when you take a break. I think about if I go on vacation, it's terrible.
Because you're sitting there going, who's walking the dogs? Who's taking care of the dogs?
I know, because you get attached to certain dogs, too, that you walk week after week, and responsible for them.
Is that something that the facilities actually talk to volunteers about? Like, this can get really difficult.
Right.
It's okay to take a break. We recommend you take a break. Or do they or don't they? They just want volunteers.
Yes, I mean, the more volunteers, yes. So, I mean, I definitely don't want to discourage anybody from volunteering. The more volunteers, the better. There's definitely not enough. The staff does an amazing job, but they can't really walk all the dogs.
Right. How often do you go then down there?
Well, since I am employed, only about once or twice a week.
Right. And you go for an hour, 2 hours, or?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I'll be sometimes there for 4 hours. In the winter, five.
Yeah, because it's freezing outside and there's nothing to do.
It'll be a work day for me. I'll be there all day. Yes, but when it's cold out, it's much more pleasant.
Of course. I hear you. Yeah.
He's so cute. So, of course, we always know there's never enough people that can actually help in rescue, but certainly not in an actual shelter. We need to get as many people down there as possible.
Yes.
I think if you took just 1 hour and went down there, I think it would change your life.
Yes, 4 or 5 hours is very long. I mean, if you can do a couple hours here and there, you can walk about 4 to 6 dogs in those couple hours, and you can make such a difference in that animal's lives just for that
and
short
for
amount
you, the
of
good,
time.
The good thing for you about working at the NSPCA now is that, you know, if you come back the next week and the dog's not there,
yes,
he's gone to a home at least.
Yes, exactly.
So are you happy about that part at least?
Oh, yes. Like, I know a good home, too. They do some screening, which is great.
Yeah, because that would be the hardest part for me. If I came back the next week, I'd be like, what happened? Was his time up? Did somebody?
Yeah.
Like, my curiosity would kill me. I would have to.
That was me. That was my problem. I had to be so involved.
How long on average are dogs staying in the shelter? Is it different for certain breeds? Is it different for pit bulls than it is for a lab? You know,
there's more pit bulls and chihuahuas, probably the number one and two breeds that are in the shelters.
Yep. Did they give them a different time limit, though? I keep hearing this.
I hear it, too. I don't know for sure.
It's unfair, you know.
Yeah, they should have a longer time limit. Since
I would think because of BSL that a kill shelter cannot say, well, that one gets 72 hours, this one gets till it's adopted. I keep hearing this. I can't get to the bottom of it. Sometimes
no time limit. So they say it's more behavioral or medical.
At kill shelters?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what they say.
Whatever. That's a lie.
The longest I've ever seen at a kill shelter personally is about 3 months.
Wow, that's surprising.
Mm-hmm. And
wow.
That was more in the slower times in the winter. It's not full.
Have you never done anything at Henderson's shelter?
No, I recently did put in an application since it's so close to my home.
I hear that they don't kill, even though they're a kill shelter, that they don't kill them as long as there's room for the
dogs. I've heard that as well.
You'll have to call it. You'll have to keep us informed and let me know mm-hmm. about that because I'd like to know if that mm-hmm. was accurate.
That's where I got Thornton from, Henderson Shelter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a little gem.
It's a nice little shelter.
I mean, yeah, it's little, but mm-hmm. it is. It's got a nice little, now that's where they were keeping the onion, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. yeah, that's still a big controversy over mm-hmm. that. You know, I really feel like some of these shelters are a little bit behind the times.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
You know, a lot of them haven't even adopted a social media plan. Mm-hmm. Why not? This is the quickest, easiest way for outreach,
to
you know.
Your dogs out there. And
okay, Amy, so I hear people say this all the time. If I had millions of dollars, I'd buy a ranch or I'd buy a farm and I'd save all the dogs.
I say that all the time.
If you could open your own shelter, what do you feel that you could do differently than you see in shelters right now? We're not talking about any particular shelter or kill shelter here in town. We're just about in general, your dream would be, what would you add you feel that would make a big difference? I'm putting her on the spot here.
I know. Well,
I gave her a chance to think about
you mentioned the social media definitely is huge. The shelters do not take enough of it. NSPCA does a pretty good job. Their pictures are great.
Right.
But some of the other big shelters do not, like the Henderson shelter, you never see.
No. And I'm even on their Facebook page and I never see anything.
It's
hardly.
A lot of the volunteers that are posting these pictures.
Mm, sure. Yeah. I think my friend Marion does that all the time. She posts, she does stuff for them now.
Yeah. And you know, there's the, is it the Help Animal Alliance?
Yes.
People, they are on the website of these shelters and they post every day, every
nice.
Dog. They're doing the work for the shelter.
Right.
So that's one thing we could definitely improve upon. What else would you improve upon?
Yes. Well, I would like to have a facility with a lot of land where the dogs are able to get more exercise without relying on the volunteers.
You weren't there on Wednesday, but this facility out in Pahrump is amazing.
Yeah.
There's tons of room for the dogs. They have indoor that's air conditioned and heated. Then they have outdoor where they go potties. They have a huge dog park for the dogs to walk around.
Incredible.
It's amazing.
Beautiful
inside.
That
would be my ideal facility right there.
I have a question for you because I know at the Friends for Life, Humane Society in Pahrump, they have these fabulous shower, bath mm-hmm. areas. Does the shelter have a bathing area? Does everybody get a bath when they show up?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
they do. Okay.
Yes, they do. There are volunteer groomers. Murray was groomed when he arrived at the shelter.
Oh, okay.
He was severely matted.
Oh, I bet. He had to be shaved down probably.
He didn't look the same. He was very skinny.
Thornton was filthy when I got her. And I mean
the NSPCA, I believe they always.
I didn't know she was white.
Like that, but
what about at the kill shelter?
The kill shelter is it's the volunteer groomers. It's just who they get to. I think they try to get to the worst ones first, but they don't get to everybody.
So, so this is another level where people can volunteer, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Yes.
They need groomers.
Yes, we need groomers.
And groom. Can you come in and walk? Can you offer your expertise on social media? You know, so it seems like we're lacking in some areas where someone may not feel comfortable, like you say, actually interacting with the dogs, like walking them every day.
Yes.
But you know what? I can do their
post
social
pictures,
media for that.
Sure.
There is tons of opportunities for volunteers if you're maybe a little nervous to walk dogs
now,
that you're unsure about.
Because my girlfriend Lisa is interested in volunteering down there at the NSPCA. She was asking me if I had any suggestions. And I said, if you're interested, you know, she loves animals. NSPCA would be a great place. So can you download the volunteer application online or do you have to go down there in person?
Have to go to orientation. It's every Saturday at 8 a.m.
Okay, and if you can't go on Saturdays, do they have another day? Because she's a hairdresser, so she...
I know. They not that I know of.
Okay, so
but
she would just...
maybe she can call there.
How long is the orientation?
It's about a little over an hour.
Okay, so if you can get off work for a couple hours, go to the mm-hmm. orientation Saturdays
it's
at 8.
It's 8 a.m.
Okay.
Pretty early.
And I would say if you can only go one time a month, that's a big help.
Oh, it's better than
100
nothing,
people did
sure.
that. That would really help, wouldn't
yes.
it?
Yes. I mean, you never feel like you're doing enough, but really if that's all you can do, it is plenty. And there are several other things you can do if you can't hands-on volunteer.
Let's go, Sam. We could go after the show or before the show.
Yeah, I'll go in my high heels because you're not allowed to go in my high heels everywhere.
I think they recommend gym shoes.
Actually, talking about that kind of thing, are there any physical requirements that they ask of you? I mean, of course, we want to pick up a dog, you know, that kind of thing. But are there any physical requirements? You know,
I think you do have to be in physical shapes to do it.
Do you clean out the kennels as well sometimes, or do they? Is that a staff thing?
Some of the shelters, you do. NSPCA is all staff takes care of that 100%. There's never a messy kennel.
Probably because they want to make sure they get all the bleaching and clean really good. They probably want to make sure that that's cleaned properly.
We can also pick up if we see.
Right.
Pick up poop.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I have a quick question before we go to break. Say you're working at a kill shelter. Someone comes in. They don't know it's a kill shelter. Are you in a position to say to them, you can go to a private rescue if they find out it's a kill shelter, it's not what they want to do, or do they not allow you to do that? Do you know what I mean? Because it's an education thing.
People asked me several times while volunteering, and I was honest with them and told them it was. I don't think that really discouraged them from adopting there. If they didn't find the exact breed or particular dog they wanted, of course I told them to.
Now, what about someone who actually is dumping a dog off and they don't know it's a kill shelter? Can you then say, we're a kill shelter, you might want to look at a private rescue for this dog?
That was in the receiving part of the building.
So you're not sure?
I know, but I would have said something.
Yeah, me too. Even if it was a rule, I would have totally broken that one, you know.
Because I think a lot of people don't know.
Nope, they think their dog's going to get adopted.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what was the percentage of dogs that get adopted out? It's probably not very high, is it?
Only about 40%.
It's not good enough, is it?
And only maybe 25% of cats.
You know, I know people have a little bit of a push-pull with a kill shelter, but in all honesty, those dogs need us the most, and those cats, because their time is limited.
For sure.
So I know we all hate a kill shelter, but, you know, if you can recommend someone does that first, then we can get more animals out of there.
Right. But the NSPCA, they do rescue most of their dogs from the kill shelter. So if you adopt from there, you're almost saving two lives.
Thank goodness. Yeah, seriously. It's a good way to look at it.
So either way. As long as you're adopting.
Yes. Seriously. It's a very simple message, isn't it? You know, as long as you're adopting.
Well, all right. We're going to take a quick break from our show and hear a few words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Looking for someone trustworthy to care for your pets while you're out of town? Well, look no further. Jenny at Awesome Paws Pet Sitting Services is here for you. If you live in the Summerlin, Northwest, or North Las Vegas area, Jenny offers full pet sitting services. She gives discounts to military personnel and seniors, as well as a 20% discount for first-time clients who book 3 days or more. Jenny also gives you a free visit if you recommend her to a friend who books a visit. For a full list of Awesome Paws services, check out their website at awesomepawslasvegas.com. That's awesomepawslasvegas.com. And don't forget to like them up on Facebook at Awesome Paws Pet Sitting Services.
Are you looking for a great photographer who can capture your family and pets' personalities? Whether you want a studio or outdoor environment, Rick Vierkant at GRJV Studios is your man. He can bring his studio to you wherever you'd like to memorialize your family portrait. Rick is very active with animal rescues here in the Vegas Valley, and he regularly donates a portion of his proceeds back to them. Find Rick online at grjvstudios.com. And remember, portraits are just for the humans in your family. They're for your pets, too. Visit grjvstudios.com.
Hello, this is Jim and Sam from Vegas Rock Dog.
We've been styling dogs and their humans since 2005. And no matter what size your dog is, we can give your best friend the rock and roll look that will make them stand out from the rest of the pack.
Vegas Rock Dog has a fantastic collection of tank tops, dresses, sweaters, jackets, collars, and ties for your dog.
And for you, the owner, there are rock and roll tanks and tees and great accessories. Wearing Vegas Rock Dog makes you look and feel like a rock star. And that's why everyone loves our gear, including Hollywood celebrities.
So grab your leash and go to VegasRockDog.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at Vegas Rock Dog.
Lulu's
Doggy Salon and Spa is your pet's home away from home. Grooming at Lulu's is a warm and fuzzy experience with massaging tubs, clean baby blankets, and a relaxing movie room. Your pet will enjoy friendly staff and truly have a great time with each other. The boutique is stocked with toys and snacks galore, and who doesn't love snacks? Making an appointment is easy. Simply call 702-796-5858. You can also find them on Facebook. Lulu's Salon and Spa is located on North Green Valley Parkway in Henderson, and it's where pets go to have fun.
Town Center Animal Hospital is your neighborhood veterinary clinic. Open 7 days a week for your convenience. Our state-of-the-art hospital provides excellent service at reasonable prices. Town Center Animal Hospital offers $10 vaccinations, a discounted spay and neuter program, boarding, and full-service grooming. For more information on our hospital, pet health information, and coupons, visit us online at towncentervet.com. That's towncentervet.com. Stacy and Sam return. The Hot Diggity Dog Show continues. Here again, Stacy and Sam.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Hot Diggity Dog Radio Show with Stacy and Sam, and we are talking to Amy Rouse. She volunteers over at the NSPCA, and she's kind of been talking to us today about what she does over there and what if you're interested in volunteer at a shelter, what to expect. And I think we're going to wrap it up with a last question, of what does it mean to you to volunteer, Amy?
Well, you know, no matter how hard or how sad, there is absolutely nothing more rewarding than seeing a dog for the first time who's maybe scared in the corner of his kennel and you working with him and seeing that dog come out of his shell and approaching the front of the kennel to greet people and then eventually getting adopted. For me, it's you are part of that transitional period from the shelter to the forever home. And I like to feel that I had a hand in that adoption of helping to be in hopefully the
forever. And see them ride off in their freedom ride.
That is the ultimate reward. We don't get paid monetarily, but that is how we get paid. For me, that's makes it all worth it.
So we just don't be scared. And, you know, you can contact us. And if you want to ask Amy a question, you know, we can kind of connect you together if you've got questions about that. I mean, she did it. She's brave. She's glad she did it. And I'm glad that she did it too, because it's we need you. You know, we really
thank
do. I'm so glad you came on the show.
Yes, thank you for coming on.
Because it's not a mystery now.
And for bringing Murray. He's so adorable.
Yes.
Well, we've got a couple events we've got to cover before we get to the end, because time is almost out again.
Yeah, it would go so fast. So there's a big giant warehouse garage sale. It starts Thursday, August 22nd. It finishes Saturday, August 24th from 9 to 2, and that is on Annie Oakley between Sunset and Russell. It's furniture, electronics, jewelry, blah, 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 blah. It benefits the Heaven Can Wait Animal Society. Our second event is One Drunk Puppy. That's today.
Yes, One Drunk Puppy.
The Silverton. It's a wine tasting event from 6 to 9 p.m. You can pick up some appetizers, international wines, and some entertainment, silent auction, DJ. Pre-sale tickets are $35, so you'll have to be quick for today.
I'm not sure if they're still selling pre-sale or not.
Or $45 on the door. Yep. And you just call the box office. And it benefits many rescues in town. So that sounds
was several rescues that benefited, I saw.
So definitely worth supporting. A quick little event that's going on today is an adoption event at Barking Dogs, and I'm actually going over there. It's the German Shepherd Rescue adoption event, but it's actually a Hawaiian luau.
Oh.
So
are they going to have food and stuff too?
Yeah, I don't know. I forgot my grass skirt.
And your coconut bra.
Not that coconuts are that big, but hey. So our rescue of the week is the Grayson County Humane Society, SPCA, Litchfield in Kentucky. And their website is graysonhumane.org. Our blog of the week, I thought we'd do something a little bit different. The blog of the week, I chose Fidos of Reality. And actually, it's a friend of ours that writes this blog. She's very, very knowledgeable, witty, funny, lots of tips, info. Lots of fantastic giveaways. So the website is fidosofreality.com. And we've been doing a lot of giveaways over on Vegas Rock Dog on our Facebook page. So make sure you go over there, too, because we give away some great stuff.
Now, where are you getting all that stuff?
Oh, I have connections.
They're donating it to you?
Yeah, because I do product reviews.
Oh, from the product reviews.
And with the product review, there's usually a giveaway attached to the product review.
Right,
you know, so someone gets to win something great out of it. So definitely worth entering those. And do you want to thank our sponsors?
Do we have time to
just
thank all of our sponsors?
General
Yes. Yeah, we only got 1 minute left.
There we go.
We found that we've run out of time to thank our sponsors personally, but we want to thank all of our sponsors to sponsor our show and make it possible for us to do this every week and bring in great guests and educate the public and let you know about what's going on around town. So thank you so much. And thank you to all of our listeners, too, because without you, obviously, we wouldn't have a show. So, and just remember, Sam,
you can help a pet in need, either rescue, adopt, donate, or share their information. Rescue your next family member and replace the word shop with adopt.
Thanks again, Amy and Marie, for coming on the show.
Marie's tired.
Yes, Marie's sleeping.
Yep, he's done being a star.
Have a great week, everybody, and we will see you next week here with a surprise guest.
Thank you for spending time with us.